The first snow of winter was falling over London. Thin flurries blew across the rooftops, pavements and the parkland beyond. There was barely a covering, but it was still a marvel for one young woman watching from the first floor window of a back street terrace.
It is beautiful. I have never seen such a thing before. A blanket of white over everything.
It's only snow, child. You wouldn't say that if you were standing in it.
Her companion was older, smartly dressed with a trimmed moustache and trilby hat. The old man crossed the small sitting room. He moved one of his legs stiffly, holding the sill for support as he joined the girl at the window.
Ah, it's nothing. That is not snow, girl. I had it up to my knees before now. At least I only feel the chill in one leg, eh?
I never knew a place could be so cold and dark.
Missing the sunshine, Audrey. It'll be worse down by the river. Cold work for Michael tonight. You'll need plenty more coins for the fire.
I have some. Thank you, Uncle.
Anytime you want more, let me know. Got plenty saved, and I only need enough to keep me in rum and potatoes.
Will the snow still be there tomorrow? Can I show Gisetta?
Audrey looked over to the sofa. A Moses basket was perched on the threadbare cushions. Inside, a baby, no more than a few months old, lay sound asleep.
Nah, it'll be gone by the morning. I've seen much more in my time here. So will you all, if you stay.
It is up to Michael. He hasn't held her. Not since he arrived.
Takes a man time to adjust. Only been a fortnight. Look at all the things he has to get used to. New home, new job, new people, a whole new country.
It has been the same for me.
Yes, but he's only a man. Your Aunt Cecilia told me often enough which was the stronger sex. She never saw me those first few months with the boys. The chink of bottle and glass was so much sweeter to me than the sound of squawking babies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?